A new WBUR poll of more than 400 Massachusetts nurses finds only half say their workplace has enough protective gear. Many feel either constantly or most of the time that they're in danger of being infected by the coronavirus. And yet, morale remains strong. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has more.
Just over 60% of the nurses surveyed say they feel like they're in personal danger of catching the coronavirus at work at least some of the time, and nearly one in five feels that way constantly.
I feel like it's a lot of fear and anxiety.
ICU nurse Claudia Tavares works in a Boston hospital where she says there is enough personal protective gear, but it's not perfect.
And we don't have the quantity that we can be wasteful. We have enough quantity that you have to preserve it.
About half of the nurses surveyed say their workplace has enough personal protective equipment for nurses caring for COVID-19 patients, but 44% say it does not. Donna Kelly Williams, the president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, says that split reflects dramatic differences among the state's hospitals, and she says some hospitals lack supplies they need.
Nurses that are on the front line, they are saran wrapping face shields, they are wearing shower curtains to protect their heads because there are not enough scrub caps.
One nurse says the concern about protective gear may be even higher than the poll found. She asked not to be identified because she doesn't have her employer's permission to speak.
And some hospitals are saying, too, that you can't go into the media and complain about no PPE or you may lose your job.
The poll was conducted last Thursday through Sunday and has a margin of error of 4.9 percentage points. It found that 15% of the nurses had experienced symptoms that could have been from the coronavirus, and of those, the majority got tested. Overall, just 3% of nurses said they tested positive, all of them nurses who work in direct contact with COVID-19 patients. MassInc pollster Steve Cazella says the state's nurses remain strikingly stalwart.
Now, they're going through some really difficult times, really difficult stuff in terms of just their working conditions and what they're being asked to do. And the morale that they're maintaining through it, I think, is quite remarkable.
40% describe their morale as high or somewhat high, and another 38% describe their morale as moderate. And that's even despite the longer hours that many who care for COVID-19 patients say they're working. Cazella says the responses remind him of his military service in Iraq.
In the sense that you know what you need to do, you know what your job is, you know what your mission is, and you don't have the stuff you need, and you are in personal danger, and your friends are in personal danger, but it's your job and you do it anyway.
In a half dozen follow-up interviews, nurses who were surveyed described an unwavering commitment to helping patients. The question is how long morale can remain relatively strong as the weeks roll on.
People are very tired, people who are working in COVID.
Boston ICU nurse Claudia Tavares says some of her colleagues sound just exhausted. Normally, really hard days with heartbreaking patients happen only occasionally.
Some of them are dealing with that. Every single day, I don't know what we're going to do if this doesn't make him improve soon because I can't see the people doing it month after month.
And there needs to be a long-term plan to support the staff, she says, so people don't burn out. The poll found that a strong majority of nurses do have confidence in the leaders who would make that plan, at least at the hospital and the state level. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.